WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Nathan Englander's debut collection of short stories is called For the Relief of Unbearable Urges. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says she now has an almost unbearable urge to read more of Englander's work.
Nathan Englander is a young guy. In his I Am Heathcliff sultry book jacket photo, he looks to be in his mid-20s. But though he's just a kid, Englander possesses an old soul, or to be more exact, an old Jewish man's soul. The superb stories in his debut collection, For the Relief of Unbearable Urges, sound as though they could have been written by Isaac Bashevis Singer or Bernard Malamud. I mean to pay Englander a compliment by saying this, because his voice never feels imitative or contrived. He just must have been one of those kids who like to hang out with the grandparents at family gatherings, absorbing the old country references, the you'll laugh till you cry emotional rhythms of their stories, and a wisdom way beyond his years. The first couple of stories here are set in a terrible time and place that's not yet long ago and far away enough. In The Tumblers, a village of Jews are herded onto a train bound for Auschwitz, but some of them break away and hide on a circus train where they desperately try to mimic half-remembered stunts so that they can pass for acrobats. Here's how Englander describes the scene on the train. Who knew that Razel the Widow had double-jointed arms, or that Shmuel Beryl could scurry upside down on hands and feet, mocking the movements of a crab? Falling from a luggage rack from which he had tried to suspend himself, Mendel on his back began to laugh. The others shared the release and laughed along with him. In their car, near the end of the train, there was a real and heartfelt delight. They were giddy with the chance God had granted them. The Rebbe interrupted this laughter. Even in the most foreign situation, we must adhere to the laws, he said. Therefore, no man was to catch a woman, though husbands were given a dispensation to catch their airborne wives. Horror and hilarity also mix it up in The 27th Man, where a Kafkaesque error lands a young, unpublished writer on a list of eminent writers to be purged by Stalin's minions. In the confines of the communal jail cell, the fledgling author writes a story in his head, a masterpiece, which he recites to his literary idols a couple of minutes before they're all shot. Other stories in this collection take place in the present, but they have an archaic air about them because they're set in Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn and Jerusalem. In the title story, a husband whose wife denies him sex is given permission by his rabbi to seek out a prostitute. Englander plays around with notions of purity here, musing, without preachiness, over the dilemma of just who gets to call who unclean. At first, the story called Reb Kringle seems to be written solely for laughs. It's about a white-bearded Orthodox rabbi named Itzik, who unwillingly works as a department store Santa every year in order to pay his synagogue's bills. Englander has a ball with the dialogue between Santa Itzik and the kids who sit on his knee. "So, new," Itzik said, "have you been good this year?" The boy nodded. "Did you pay federal and state taxes, both?" The boy shook his head. "No." But when this particular boy confesses that he's Jewish and that he's being denied Hanukkah by his new Gentile stepfather, Santa Itzik transforms into a wrathful Moses. In the Gilgal of Park Avenue, a middle-aged WASP attorney has a religious awakening in a New York taxicab when he realizes that he is, somehow, Jewish. I imagine that a similar aesthetic awakening must have happened to Nathan Englander. In a luminous moment, Englander must have rightly recognized that beneath his hip, bad boyish looks dwelt the old soul of a writer more at home in the shul and shtetl than he is in the college dorm or coffee bar.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed For the Relief of Unbearable Urges by Nathan Englander.